Have you ever wondered if the answer to being wrong all the time is being wrong all the time? In today's episode, I'll be breaking down the key takeaways from Chapter 6, You're Wrong About Everything, from Mark Manson's book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. We'll be touching on being wrong, the dangers of certainty, and so much more. If you're wondering if you should read this book or just want a shorter version to get the value out of it, then you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Book Basement Podcast, where I, Santi, talk about books 5 times a week. On Mondays, you can expect a longer interview, book review, or other book-related content. The rest of the weekdays, I share a book quote I found interesting and break down its meaning. Join me as we learn more about books, their meanings, and get some amazing reading recommendations along the way. Let's get right into today's episode. Do you remember that map of the tongue that you were shown in elementary school that depicted different areas of the tongue as being able to taste different things? It said the tip of the tongue has the sweet taste buds, that the salt taste buds were on both sides of the front of the tongue, sour behind those, and bitter in the back. Well, that was wrong. It takes putting a bit of salt on the tip of your tongue to prove it wrong. However, since 1901, no one disputed it. It took decades of modern research to prove this subjectively tested experiment wrong. Now, why am I telling you this? Throughout millennia, humans have gotten a lot of things wrong, and the list will only grow larger. Mark Manson opens this chapter by highlighting just how wrong we tend to be, and twists the idea by saying he always wants to be wrong. When it comes to personal development, Manson argues, there isn't a right answer. Our ever-expanding knowledge is iterative. We don't go from right to wrong, but we go from more wrong to slightly more right. Change is circumstantial. One person might find it extremely therapeutic to stack rocks by a lake, while another might be enraged as he fails to do so. All of this is to iterate that the pursuit of being right gets in the way of experiencing life in a way that would give you the same answer. Or, as Manson says, quote, people become so obsessed with being, quote, right about their life that they never end up living it, end quote. Imagine it like this. A guy spends 2 hours every single day fine-tuning a robot he is certain he could sell to a tech conglomerate like Google or Microsoft, but he never ends up doing so. Why? Because he's afraid to let go of what has given his life meaning. If our hypothetical man were to walk into the pitch room, he would have to confront his beliefs about his skill and talents. It would be less emotionally tasking to continue sitting and thinking of all the ways that corporate America only favors millionaires instead of acting and having the possibility that his identity will be proven wrong. Instead of being certain, we should doubt ourselves, our beliefs, feelings, and future so that we may see what could be wrong and grow from it. There's a study cited in this chapter where people were put into a room with random buttons and told that if they did something, a light would flash indicating that they had won a point. The participants did everything, like standing on one foot, pressing a specific sequence while facing a certain direction. In reality, the light flashed at random intervals that were independent of anything the participants did. They thought they were doing something, but in reality, it was their mind coming up with a load of crap telling them that they were right. At times, we think we've cracked it. To succeed at X, we must do Y, we tell ourselves. We are no different than the people standing on one foot and pressing random buttons, hoping something happens. Interpreting is everything. Quote, we are biased towards the meaning our mind has made, and we don't want to let go of it, even if we see evidence that contradicts it. End quote. Doing things doesn't make what you're doing right. You'd think criminals would feel horrible about themselves. It's the opposite. Criminals have huge egos, even though they are living in a reality that literally couldn't prove them more wrong. Quote, evil people never believe that they are evil. Rather, they believe that everyone else is. End quote. The problem? They believe that they are outliers in a world against themselves, and thus choose to maintain these grandiose beliefs that they are certain of, instead of accepting they're wrong. If we are certain of something and watch it proven false, we will fall into deep insecurity. Better said by the author, the more you try to be certain about something, the more uncertain and insecure you will feel. So what should we do? Well, it's quite simple. Never be certain. Let's use the analogy of ice. If you have a block of ice and shoot a bullet through it, the ice will break. If you shoot the same bullet through water, it won't do anything to the water. Being certain is like being the block of ice. If we are wrong all the time, why do we believe to be always right about ourselves? Opening ourselves up to being wrong, ironically, is how growth occurs. The only way it can, as a matter of fact. Manson has a rule that he uses to describe the process that a robot building guy example used, appropriately titled Manson's Law. The more something threatens your identity, the more you will avoid it. Mark Manson has a less pretty way of describing the process that should ensue after you make this realization that you are actively avoiding that which contradicts your biased beliefs about yourself. I'll call it melting yourself. Through melting yourself, you won't have anything that could be contradicted, and instead, everything will be an opportunity to learn. Quote, choose to measure yourself not as a victim or as a dismal failure. Instead, measure yourself by more mundane identities, a student, a partner, a friend, a creator, end quote. Summed up, question yourself. Ask three main questions. What if I'm wrong? What would it mean if I were wrong? Would being wrong create a better or worse problem than my current problem for both myself and others? Basically, if you melt yourself, you'll learn from different situations instead of shattering because what you were certain of was proven wrong. So that's you're wrong about everything. I hope you enjoyed this chapter summary. It was fun writing it, so I'll most likely do it again in the future. Make sure to leave us a written review wherever you listen to your podcasts, as it helps others decide whether this show is worth their time. If you're a returning listener, then follow us on your favorite podcast platform and turn on the notifications so you're alerted of our 5 times weekly episodes. I hope you enjoyed this chapter summary, and I hope the rest of your day is lovely. Have a nice day. Thank you for dedicating your time and listening to this episode. Remember, we also have a weekly newsletter, The Book Basement Bulletin. Sign up by going to the link in the show notes or by visiting thebookbasement.substack.com. Also in the show notes, a link to purchase the book I talked about in this episode. Be sure to leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, as it helps us immensely. Finally, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at bookbasementpod. That is bookbasementPOD. Once again, thank you for stopping by, and I hope to see you soon.